A Song of Fortune, a Modern Gita. Chapter 12. Focusing on the Perfect. Aelin said, "Those devotees who are always connected with you in proper worship, compared to those who go beyond the senses for the unapparent, who of them knows the unification of consciousness, the yoga, the best?" The fortunate one said, "Those who, in fixing their mind on me, and always transcendentally endowed with faith by me, are engaged in devotional activities, are the ones most perfect in the knowledge of yoga. But those who, in sacrifice for the welfare of all, fully attend to the indefinite and unapparent, being fixed upon the inconceivable, unchanging and immovable, and who in control of all the senses in every situation are of an equal-minded intelligence, actually reach me." The trouble for those who, free from attachments, are of the unapparent, is very great. For those embodied ones who turn their minds to the unseen, progress is something difficult. But to those who dedicate all their actions to me, and who, attached to me, forsake the world and, undivided in the unification of their consciousness, are of meditation and worship with me, to those who fix their minds thus upon me, I become, after not too long a time, the one who delivers them from dying in the ocean of material existence, O son of Alice. Therefore, be sure to fix your mind upon me, so that you, with your intelligence thus engaged, will live in me, and as a consequence will never suffer any doubt. If you can't fix your mind upon me, be then relentless in your yoga practice, steady in your desire to get to me, O conqueror of wealth. If you are not even capable of that fortitude, then try to develop dedication in working for my sake, because you will achieve the perfection even when you are engaged in labor. And if even that doesn't work for you, then take to the renunciation of the profit motive with the work you do, and remain with yourself. To actually renounce the profit motive is better than just to meditate it, because peace follows the renunciation. Meditation is considered to be better than just knowing about the spiritual, and to be of spiritual knowledge is better than to practice without. The one dedicated to me, who, friendly and kind, is not averse to anyone, who is not possessive and not identified, who is equal in distress and happiness, who is forgiving, peaceful, and ever devoted, who is self-controlled and of a determined mind, and who has an intelligence always fixed on me, I like the most. The one by whom the people are never disturbed, the one who is never disturbed by the people, the one who is free from ups and downs, and the one who is free from fears and anxieties, is my favorite. The one devoted to me, who is impartial and pure, capable and unconcerned, not troubled and free from mundane endeavoring, I like better. The one devoted to me, who rejoices nor hates, grieves nor craves, and remains detached for better or for worse, is the one I prefer. A devotee of mine, who is equal to foe and friend, equal in honor and dishonor, equal in heat and cold, equal in happiness and distress, and the same in being together as in the absence of company, a devotee of mine not different in fame and infamy, who is quiet and satisfied with anything, and free from his home and fixed in his determination, is a human being most dear to me. Those devoted to me who but cherish the nectar of this nature, and, as I said, fully engage themselves with faith in the sublime of me, are the ones I cherish most.